Holy shit. So I'm going to review the movie It's a Wonderful Knife. Yes, I went to go see this movie thinking it could be good. It's a horror movie about a young girl who survives a killing spree in her town, and she kills the killer. But then, like, she was dead for some reason, and, like, she gets transported to the town if the killer had lived and she had never existed. Now, it sounds pretty clever. It sounds like a ripoff of It's a Wonderful Life with Christmas theme. It stars Justin Long as the killer. He is also the mayor of the town. And he sells a lot of real estate. So, like, if she never existed, the killer keeps killing people and he keeps buying the real estate of the people that he's killed, which doesn't make any sense either. And his younger brother turns out to be the police chief because the police chief gets murdered as well. There's a total of 27 murders if she didn't exist, as opposed to like 3 if she did. Justin Long is obviously having a really fun time with his character, and his character is probably the only interesting thing about the fucking movie. There's nothing subtle about the film. The killer is so formulaic, it just comes across as very eye-rolling and cheesy. There's no real motivation to him doing what he's doing, except that he wants to buy real estate. So it's kind of a flawed premise, and it's got a lot of unnecessary PC elements to it. Like I think 2 of the family members are lesbians, but one of them has a huge birthmark on her face, and it's like they threw in all of this like off color shit to try just really casually to try and make it seem inclusive, but it just is distracting and a little bit like cringy. Like there's a scene where these 2 dudes just randomly start making out with each other. Like and then I think the main character is also a lesbian. I don't know for sure though, because I walked out on this movie at approximately 1 hour and 25 minutes. Let's see how long it says the film actually is. Let's look on the Regal app. It says, It's a Wonderful Knife was 1 hour and 27 minutes. So I really walked out like right at the very end, like, I don't have too much to say about this movie except it sucked a big fat dong. It was fucking terrible. Awful, awful film. The worst film of the year. It makes The Boogeyman look like a good fucking movie. This movie sucks. Don't go see it. It's like a TV movie in the theater. I was the only one in the theater again. It's a fucking waste of my time, and I don't know what to say. The popcorn was good. The drink was good. I had some lemonade. That's nice. But what is this shit? What is this? It's like an Amazon movie that somehow made its way to the theater. Don't go see it. It'll come out on streaming in like next week, I bet you. It'll be out before you even know it. It's bombing pretty hard. Poor Justin Long. And this is the first film on this program that I'm going to give 0.5 stars out of 5 stars. Yes, that's right, 0.5 star. And I'm not going to be generous with this one. It was bad. So tune in next time when I review, I don't know. The fuck is playing? The Marvels? I don't know. I don't think I should go see The Marvels. Because I haven't seen any of the Disney Plus shows. So I'm not going to know what the hell's going on. Let's see what comes out next week. Thanksgiving comes out on Friday. Yay. Hunger Games, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, which I would go see for laughs. But I'm not really, you know, dying to go see it. Priscilla, the Sofia Coppola Elvis film. I think that we've seen enough Elvis films for this year. Ooh, and they brought back Saw. Yay, maybe I'll do a Saw review, huh? Because it don't look like Saw and Thanksgiving. That's like the only, it's like there's a lot of horror movies coming out in the non-horror season, it seems. But tune in next time, guys. I'll see you then. Take care. Peace.